Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia Niro plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Okay, Scam Alert, Scam Alert. Sheila, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You got the letter.
I did.
And it was posted in Dublin.
Posted in Dublin?
Yeah, Dublin Mail Centre. It was processed on the 6th of February with the Irish stamp, and your full name is on it and the name of your company. And it's a long letter. And what are they trying to get off you?
Well, do you know what, Joe? I started to read it. I didn't.
Okay, your line has gone on me completely. But anyway, Sheila, because we have been working on this all morning, Sheila got this long letter. But you know the letter saying we've a bank account and we need your bank account details for you to liberate some of the money out of your bank account. And normally they come from Nigeria, but this one came from Dublin, believe it or not. And but the address, it was posted in Dublin, but the address inside, it's a long letter, and it's very well written too, but the address inside is an address in the UK, in Buckinghamshire. We googled the address, it's a family home, and then we phoned the number that was on it just to see who the company were, and it's nothing to do. The company have nothing to do with this person, Mr. Michael B. Gregg. We presume not his real name, who is the person who wrote this long letter talking about money becoming available. You'll be getting 50%. An engineering company, there's a legal aspect, but we'll organise that through our lawyers, and we will come back to you then and with the relevant information. Kindly, now you have to, this is really important, kindly treat this proposal with utmost confidentiality and urgency for 100% success. Write to me on the at the address above. But the address above, as we say, doesn't exist. But what does exist is an email above, as per usual. And the email is, again, a Gmail address. And that's the way this scam artist wants to contact you. And that's why Sheila was in touch with us, because she wanted to alert people. This is quite convincing, but the most convincing element of it is the Irish element of it. And the Irish element is that it's posted in Dublin and it's a handwritten, correct address, by the way. Where they got the numbers, we do not know. That when we rang the company in England, lovely young man answered. I think he's the principal in the company. And he said they're baffled by this as well. And are you back there, Sheila?
No, yeah, I'm Joe,
good
I am.
Stuff. My God, Sheila, I was running out of tablets here.
I'm running out of breath because I'm out for a walk.
Okay, Sheila, you got this letter. I don't think there's much left to say. You got this letter, and it was quite convincing because...
Well, when I looked at it, it came from Ireland.
Yeah.
But then when I looked at the address, I said, hold on, something funny here. Now, of course, I was going to give them all my details, Joe, as you do.
Yeah.
But I said, no, something... funny. I'm not going to even go into. I said to myself, I'm not even going to read it. Yeah. I was about to tear it up and I noticed the Irish stamp, and I said, "No, this is a bit Irish." Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
So instead of, I just scanned it through to you just to warn people, because you know people can be taken in by these. A chance of getting a few bob or whatever.
It's just it looks like any envelope you'll get any day, and you're and it's handwritten, so you think it's from someone who knows you.
Yeah. Absolutely, but when I saw how much print there was in it, it wasn't from who I thought it was going to be from. But and I'm not getting much post because I'm out of work at the moment, and that's, you know, it was just, I, as I say, I was going to tear it up, and I said, no, I'm going to send that in. It might just save somebody.
Yeah, because of the sensitive nature of private banking, most customers don't... Now, this is the letter. Most customers don't nominate next of kin in their investment. Also, usually, in most cases, leave their wills in our care. That's really important. In this case, the deceased client died intestate. It is quite clear now that our dear client, God rest him or her, died with no identifiable family member. Ah, that's where you come in, Sheila.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, so people be wary of these scams and be wary of the new device. They're posting them in Ireland and they're handwriting your address and it's postmarked Ireland, but it's a scam, yeah. no matter where it originates. Okay,
don't know where they got it from, Joe, but they got it anyway, and it is correct, bar one little part of the address, but it got to me all the same.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks indeed, Sheila. Well
You're welcome.
Well warned, people.
Thank you.
Thanks indeed.
Thanks.